We haven't seen our next guest in a few years. She came in studio to judge a singing contest, and she absolutely nailed it as judge. You can find her appearing on Nickelodeon's new show, America's Most Musical Family, as a judge. I like to think we helped her here at WGN get that gig. She will star on NBC's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. One of our favorites is the lovely and talented Debbie Gibson. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Yes, I think that you guys prepped me for my big Nickelodeon gig. I give you all credit.
How much did it help you being a judge on my show for a singing competition to get you this gig?
Hey, listen, all experience is good experience, right?
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I like how you say that.
Yeah.
I love that we're going to be preparing our turkey dinners and you're going to be on TV.
You know, I mean, every year I've always watched the parade, and it's such an incredible honor when, like, basically, you know your career is going well when they call you to do the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Right.
I mean, it's a really, really cool thing, and I'm a native New Yorker, and it was always such an exciting thing to sit around the, kind of preparing for dinner and it coming on TV. So, and actually, I have a sister that lives, like, right along the parade route. Her apartment's right near there and everything.
Oh, that's great.
So family will literally be peering down at me. Very exciting.
I was just in New York on Monday and Tuesday, and they are gearing up. Decorations are going up. Now, are you on the Nickelodeon floats? Are you going to be singing nonstop the entire parade?
I'm not singing nonstop. but I am on one of the Nickelodeon floats. They're Shimmer and Shine float. And, I am going to be, my music will be blaring from the float the entire time, but then I will stop to sing, kind of a bridged rendition of Electric Youth with a little more of a modern flavor to it. I'm very, very excited. And Electric Youth, in honor of all of the incredible youth performers that are on America's Most Musical Family.
Is that when you pull up to where the TV cameras are and the announcers are, and then the float stops and you break in the song?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That is the one. That is the time.
Have you ever been to the parade? Because the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is on my bucket list.
Really? Well, you know what? No, I never. I performed in it once, like 21 years ago, 22 years ago, 22 years ago. And in fact, shared a trailer with the Backstreet Boys when they were making their debut.
Really?
Isn't that a fun fact? Yeah. I was like, oh, who are these guys? why are there boys in my trailer? Younger boys. What's happening?
What is going on here?
But yeah, so that was the only time. But no, you know, we always watched it on TV. We were kind of like a sane family who stayed in her house.
Right.
No, and I had never gone. I mean, the first time I went to the parade was when I performed, which was pretty thrilling. But
oh,
yeah,
wow.
you've got to get here.
I know.
It is incredible. I mean, different parts of my family, you know, sisters with their kids or whatever, have gone to see the floats being blown up, and it's an amazing thing. This city is just the best at holiday time.
What is your favorite giant character balloon?
Oh my God, my favorite giant character balloon. Oh my God.
Because every year you see one balloon, you say, oh my gosh, there it is. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. There it is.
You know, I feel like anything Peanuts related.
Snoopy.
Snoopy.
Yes.
This year there's an astronaut Snoopy.
I heard that to mark the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You know more than me about that one. Oh, yes.
That's pretty impressive.
Amazing. I now see that. But yeah, I love that. And then, of course, Santa. I mean, you
right.
know.
You got to have
Santa
Claus.
For me, when you see Santa, you know. Well, now you kind of know Christmas is coming after Halloween.
They keep
pushing it up. But as far as the parade goes, for me, when you see Santa, I mean, that's the magic of the parade.
Debbie, I went to Home Depot on North Avenue here in Chicago, and the day after Halloween, there was Christmas decorations in the entire store. 12 hours they must have worked to put the Christmas decorations in the store, so when they open up the day after Halloween, they were there.
Unbelievable. I know. It's become quite insane. Although, with that said, when Christmas is over, I am one of those people who wishes it wouldn't end, and I continue playing the Christmas music a little bit too long.
Sure.
You know, I've done Hallmark movies, and they start Christmas, and they do like a Christmas in July now or something.
Oh, yeah.
And they start really, really early because it is, you know, it's fun to kind of milk it.
We're talking about Debbie Gibson. Do you cook? Is Debbie Gibson a cook? Are you a good cook?
not to the degree that I would invite you over for a home-cooked turkey dinner by yours truly.
Uh-huh.
I tend to eat kind of simple.
Okay.
So like, man, I can steam some good vegetables cook some, fry some good eggs.
You can work the microwave.
I can work that microwave. Actually, I do more than the microwave, but baking. I do love baking. Like, especially when Christmas time comes. My grandma had like a famous sugar cookie recipe that we try to carry on.
Love it.
Kind of simple stuff. I'm a little bit mad scientist-y in the kitchen.
Really?
So again, you know, yes, come over to my house for dinner at your own risk.
I go to Costco every year and I bring in the pumpkin pie from Costco. That sounds good to me. Listen, a wheel.
Oh my God, I love that. That is at a certain point, like my sister Karen, who lives here in town in New York, you know, like she started doing the order-in catered Christmases.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, I can't believe this. It's sacrilegious. And I'm like, I'm with you, Karen. You know what? Just like,
make it easy. People can bring sides.
Easy. I mean, it's that other, I mean, and it is a lost art and a lost generation. It's that lost generation of the old Italians that would be slaving over the stove.
Yes.
Especially the Christmas holidays for us, because we are Italian. There'd be like the tomato sauce cooking, simmering on the stove, like you'd wake up to the smell of
garlic.
Right,
you can smell it. Absolutely. Yep. That's. I know it's late, but my mother is probably cooking as we speak.
That's so funny. It's probably true.
She's been preparing. I come from a large family. I have 11 brothers and sisters, so our immediate family is huge.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So my mother starts preparing at the beginning of November. This is her Super Bowl.
Wow.
It's a big, big deal. But
wow.
Thanksgiving Day, as people are getting ready for their Thanksgiving dinner, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, make sure you look for Debbie Gibson, who's going to be starring that day. Debbie, always great to talk to you. We got to get you back in the city.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'd love that. Miss you.
Miss you, too. We'll
talk. Have to do another talent competition.
I will.
We'll do an offshoot of America's Most Musical Family.
I will absolutely make that happen. It's good to hear your voice. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You, too.
Take care.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That was so good, you guys. I could feel before you started some nerves, and then it was like the music took you over and you got in your groove. And so, yes.